living in the world of Harry Potter.
I know that when I read books as a kid, the characters became part of my fantasy life.
Mm-hmm.
And you've lived with Harry Potter for more than 10 years.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, is he less with you now, more with you now? Does he sit on your shoulder? You know what
I'm
talking
about. Still
very
with me, always. Of course. I mean, this is a very, very all-consuming project, a seven-novel series. I have 127 characters. That's a lot of characters to keep in play. It's an increasingly complex plot, as I always planned it. Obviously, it's the focus of an enormous amount of my time and energy and a huge part of my life.
Now, you still have at least 3 years to go to write five, six, and seven of the series.
Yeah.
And given that Harry Potter was, 10 years in the making, are there other projects that are beginning to percolate? I'm not saying you have to tell us those, but that are beginning to sort of percolate in your head for sort of beyond Harry.
There are ideas, but as I say, it's 127 characters and it's very long. I'm not eager to finish Harry. I don't want to lose the momentum, so I'm not about to take time off from writing it in the sense that I don't want to walk away from it and come back. It's going to be like a bereavement to finish the book. They've been such a huge part of my life, and I neither want to hasten towards it, nor do I want to extend the series unnecessarily. And I still love the writing of it, but it was very pressured at one point, and that was really pressure I was putting on myself. Obviously, I wanted to finish the book to my satisfaction, and I also didn't want to disappoint people by missing the deadline. We made the deadline, but I did do that by putting in very, very long days and working in a far more pressured way than I normally work.
How are you protecting yourself from all the celebrity in order to have time to write?
Mostly, it's really not that difficult, you know. People ask me, can you still walk down the street without being recognized? Very easily. The more difficult aspect is that you do find everyone wants something, and loads of the people who want something want it for very, very good causes. But there has to be a cutoff point, because I will not produce any more work if I do everything that people are asking of me. So there are charities I do work for, but obviously I have to turn a lot of it down, quite apart from wanting to continue to be a novelist. It's wonderful. I love giving readings. I love answering kids' questions. In fact, this is very difficult, but journalists have been asking me for the title of book five, and I finally, this morning, I cracked and told an eight-year-old boy, because I just wanted to see the look on his face when I told him. But only occasionally do I think, what have you done? And normally that's on a day when some journalist has come and banged on my front door, and I never expected that, and I can't say I particularly enjoy that, but most of the time it is really wonderful.
Knowing what you know now about the last 4 years you've experienced, mm-hmm. is there anything that you'd do differently?
In retrospect, only fairly trivial things. Overall, no, not really. In terms of the writing, you always look back at your books and think, why did I say it that way? Why did I do it that way? I think the urge to tinker remains even after the books are in print. In other ways, in sort of handling everything that's happened, I'm still learning on the job.